A week and a half from now, the Biden administration plans to make booster shots widely available for those who are fully vaccinated. But there are still a lot of questions about whether a booster is even necessary. And there are the side effects so many of us have experienced the first go-round. What will a third shot actually bring? Drew Joseph has been reporting on this. He's with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
Yes. So before we look at what to expect from side effects, you spoke to experts about the Biden administration's choice about these booster shots. What are scientists' perceptions about the booster shot and who should get it?
Right. So there is a debate about that. And right now, I mean, there are some groups that everyone agrees should get a booster shot. And that is definitely people who have compromised immune systems. I think some people think that particularly older adults, maybe people in nursing homes, there might be some disagreement about what age exactly the cutoff should be. But there is a bigger debate about whether boosters are going to be needed for all adults, and if so, when, whether it's now or in a year or months down the line. You know, governmental agencies are reviewing these plans to authorize boosters.
And governmental agencies are looking at other studies in other countries, an Israel study, for instance, because they received vaccinations earlier than many parts of the country. So they actually have at least a little bit of data, right, to show what happens when people receive another dose.
The Biden administration, the FDA, the CDC are reviewing all sorts of data, whether it's studies from the U.S. or, like you were saying, sort of the experience in Israel. And what the data suggests so far is that people might become more vulnerable to an infection months out from their vaccination. And there's a question about if we should be concerned about that, because basically what we really want from these vaccines is to protect us from severe COVID, hospitalization, and death. And it appears they're still able to do that, like, at the same rate as they've done throughout the pandemic. So there's a question, sort of the debate centers on whether we need to be concerned about this increase in infection rate. And to be clear, the vaccines are still preventing lots of infections, but the breakthrough infection rate has increased. And so there's a question about whether that foreshadows a loss of effectiveness against the more severe outcomes. But yeah, I mean, the Israel data so far suggests that boosting people is enhancing that protection against infection, which is exactly what you would expect. So they're trying to figure out, you know, kind of look at this data as it's coming out and make plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the potential side effects of a booster shot. We should say that while these vaccines are proven safe and effective, some people had a strong immune response after the first or the second dose. Can you remind us of those common side effects and what the science tells us about the possibility for side effects with a third dose?
The third dose would be specific to the vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. There will ultimately be a plan to get, a booster of the Johnson & Johnson shot, which was just a one-dose shot, so that would be a second shot. But yeah, I mean, every sort of medication or vaccine will have some risk of side effects. And with these vaccines, it's ranged from really sort of, you know, semi-common but not that big of a deal issues, like people feeling bad for a day or two after their shot, which I think a lot of people experience, particularly after the second shot. These are super rare, but they do occur, whether it's like allergic reactions or people might have heard about myocarditis, which is a heart inflammation. And then with the Johnson & Johnson shot, this sort of rare, unusual clotting issue. So these things do happen, and there are systems in place to find them.
For those rare side effects, like the inflammation of the heart muscle, what groups might be at higher risk for those kinds of responses?
Yeah, so far what we've seen with that myocarditis and a related thing called pericarditis, is that there's it's a higher risk for younger men and boys, particularly after the second shot. With that, because there's such a clustering around the second shot, there is some concern, particularly for boys and young men, that maybe the risk will go up even more with the third shot. And no one can say that for sure yet, but that's just something experts are really thinking about as they consider authorizing third doses. It doesn't seem to be as big of an issue for older populations, but maybe if they start to see a signal, you know, as older people get a third dose, they'll sort of think about what that means for the risk-benefit calculation for younger populations as well.
You laid out for us really well the debate, the challenges over whether or not a third dose is even needed. Pfizer and Moderna have come out in support of it, though. But there's still a lot of back and forth with the U.S. government. Why isn't everyone on the same page? Is it essentially that we just don't have the data?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is all moving really quickly. And that's not to say, you know, corners are being cut by any means, but it's just sort of looking at data as it's being produced. And obviously, you know, some European countries and Israel have moved forward with various plans of booster programs, some of which are just focused on, you know, seniors or older adults. And, you know, you can have different interpretations about what it means or what it might foreshadow. So this is happening in real time, basically. And they're trying to make the best decisions as situations on the ground can kind of change, just how like everyone is trying to adapt to the changing pandemic and what it means for our lives as well.
Mm-hmm. That's Drew Joseph with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine Publication. Drew, thank you so much for your reporting.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.